Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball. It's another impromptu episode because the Blue Jays picked up some players. Fun in Toronto / Buffalo, wherever they're playing. What's going on, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Talkin' Baseball. My name is Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake in the corner. We got Bug Dude producing his butt away. And Trev, early morning, Trev, 7 a.m. West Coast time in the studio, high as hell. Talkin' Baseball, living the dream. But he's not high. I made that up. How are you doing, though, Trev? Good morning.
I'm doing well. You know, this crazy work ethic that I have up here at 7 a.m. for the people. You know I'm a man of the people, so I'm excited to be here. Can't wait to talk about my boy George. How you guys doing?
Jake, how are you?
James, Trevor, Big Baby David. Trev, you are. You're built different, man. You mentioned on the last podcast, your wife said you were getting hard again, so we're really happy about that for you. And, baseball, I mean, continues to be the hottest in the streets. George Springer, Kirby Yates, and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are having fun. I'm excited to hear what you boys think. I think the biggest question in Blue Jay land, like, is this it or is this the start of their chain of events? But pretty excited, man, and big money.
Big money.
Big money, Trev.
The baseball off season is a lot like a slow ocean. You go out there with your surfboard, me and Jake, big time surfers, just waiting on the waves. It's flat. Like an hour comes
we
in.
We would take the 5 and then hop the 405
to the 1 to get to the ocean.
And then we'd go
maybe
in
Malibu.
Water.
Yeah.
Salt.
And it's just like flat for an hour and we're getting bored and we're like, what are we even doing out here? But we're enjoying our company.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the swell comes and there's like 5 waves and we just got to catch them all. And that's the baseball off season. It's just a lot like surfing.
Surfing and Pokemon. Just catch them all. We got Trev. How about that?
No, but I mean, again, we didn't think there was anything, and then there was three signings in a row and rumors to be more. So I need to get my Yankees bias right away out of the gates. I do think that the DJ and the Kluber signings – push this to happen. Blue Jays were tired of landing second. They said, fuck it. Let's just overpay by a lot and get our guy. And I'm joking there, but also like 10% serious. Because they were sick of being in second place. I think they were
You're spot on, Jim.
You think that's true? Okay. If you guys think it's an acceptable take.
I think there's a second place. There's a second place take and there's a Canada take because they're – the taxes are more there, and you're deciding. George Springer decided he's going to reside in another country for 6 years. Like, think if that was your normal life, that has an effect on you.
The travel is really tough up there. I mean, you have to go through customs both ways. There are high taxes there, which people have to take into consideration when these guys are signing these massive deals. I mean, 13% of $150 million is a lot. You know, I'm not a math pod here, but it's a lot.
Never been.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's the way free agency plays out. There's destinations that people want to go to, and I don't think Toronto's one of them. And it's an amazing city. I don't mean to like bring Toronto, the city, down. It's an awesome place to be and live. But I just don't think it's like one of the premier free agent destinations.
Okay.
And I don't even know if we could name them. I mean, I guess like, yeah, Yankees, Dodgers, Chicago's, those I think Texas and Florida are starting to come in the fold in those because of the tax breaks that the free agents would get, but Toronto's not there yet.
For anyone that doesn't know, the official numbers are 6 years, $150 million, straight up. No weirdness to it, right?
Not that I know of.
I think it's the second highest or third highest center field contract. Trout and Ellsbury are in the same realm. Does Ellsbury a little less?
Hot.
So it's big money. So this offseason is, again, weird. And this is kind of where baseball's at, where there's no middle ground. Either you're worth $5 million to $10 million, or you're worth $100 million to $150 million. It's bizarre. It's good that the top players get paid. We've seen that the last 4 years. You know, Harper got his money. Machado got his money. It's just the middle area, the arbitration, crushes them. The Blue Jays have a hell of a lineup. Like, hell of a lineup. Springer's good. What do you got, 19? Ooh,
taxes Trevor is here.
I was sorry.
19 million?
19.5 in income tax is what's going from his contract. So you have to really take that into consideration.
All right, so it's 130 mil.
Huge.
Math pot.
Counting pot.
Blue Jays, they also picked up Kirby Yates. We can talk about that. But, I mean, Springer's pretty good. I mean, it is a little odd, I think, that he's 31 and they're getting him for 6 years. As a center fielder, I think, you know, he'll probably pivot to the corners at the end if they want him to. But Springer's good. I think some people might not realize how good his stats are when you go look at it. I mean, I think his OPS plus is on his career like 120 or 130. And
career 131.
131. So he's 31% better than the average player of his time in his 7 or 8 years he's been in the league. That's really good. He's also the pride of Connecticut.
New Britain, baby. Three New Britain boys here.
Yeah.
Yeah. BBD is the only one that hasn't done time in New Britain.
So soft.
So soft. That makes a lot of sense now that you put it that way.
We'll send him for a week.
That's true.
We'll send him for a week. Yeah, man. You know, I was fluffing Springer a lot because his 2019 was kind of a nutso season. He only played 122 games. He hit 39 home runs. He was on a 50-plus home run pace. You know, short season this year, he still hits 14, a 900 OPS, basically. He's done it pretty much every year. There's one down year in there, 2018, kind of. He was still an all-star that year. He is starting to, you know, Houston, when they were doing their defensive lineups at the end of the game, they would shift Springer to right. So, you know, you're probably, especially if they're playing in Toronto on the turf, you might have 2 years of center field, 2 years of right, and then you might be looking at, you know, thick boy Springer DH for the final two. But they had to pay to get their guy. Their lineup is a monster. I mean, it's going to depend how these young guys develop. I mean, you know, what is skinny Vlad now? Kevin Biggio, he seems like he knows what he is. He's going to be an on-base guy and do his thing. Bo Bichette, Trev, you always start raving about him because, I mean, if you get outside of the injuries, his numbers have been crazy. And then even the guys that people kind of lesser know but they need to know, Teoscar Hernandez was nuts. He looked like he was going to be the first guy to get to 20 homers last year before he got hurt. And Lourdes Gurriel, people rave about too. So that's even getting, like, Rowdy Tellez, there's other young pieces that this lineup's there, and it's, I think the question with the lineup is, are they going to try to cash in on some of those pieces to get that next pitching piece, or are they just running it?
Trade the catcher.
Don't.
Kirk, what's his name?
Don't trade Alejandro Kirk.
Alejandro Kirk?
Don't trade him.
I think what's most exciting here for Blue Jays fans is that they got a big free agent. I don't think they've landed a big free agent like this since Roger Clemens. I mean, they got Ryu last year. That was kind of, you know, he's a big, but the money-wise and like a big, big splash and going out and spending, I haven't really done that in a while. So I just think the tone of that is awesome for Toronto fans. Like, oh, okay, we're going to try and win right now.
We're doing it.
They do need pitching. And I'll see what, I still think Paxton or Odo or some of these pitchers may land there. Because they still, that lineup is crazy, and it's really good. It's really young, too. It's really young, but
that's what's great about it, Jim, is because it's so young, it's cheap. So even with this deal, they still have money to spend. I believe they will go out and try to sign an Odorizzi-type pitcher. It's funny, I'm actually reading an article, and our boy, Sandwich King, Eno Saris, he says, there's not actually much evidence that pitching wins championships. And in terms of wins, a run created is the same as a run saved. And it's true. That lineup can bang. There's not many teams that are going to be projected to score more than the Blue Jays. They're going to try to outslug everyone. If they can get some guys to step up, a big boy, Nate Pearson, steps up. They do go out and get an Odorizzi. I mean, we talked about the AL East not being super strong this year.
I would like to see
them. They're seeing their core kind of come into their own and say, hey, this is our time to go. They go out and get Springer. He's an excellent player, but he can mentor these guys. In the postseason, the guy's been a beast, 895 OPS. He's got everything you're looking for when you're targeting a free agent. I think this guy was the guy they wanted, and they went out and got him. So you got to give props, man. A little bit of raise the roof for the Blue Jays.
I'd love to see Eno's work on that, because at face value, it's hard for me to buy into that. I think all the teams have had good pitching.
You gotta,
I'll send you the link.
If we start going hot takes, it's the classic. You gotta score more than the other team. So over a 162 season, if you have a really good lineup, that's
yes, but a in little the playoffs,
bit, exactly. So it would be interesting to see those numbers. Yeah, they got to be able to pitch enough. You wonder what they add, or, and maybe this is us being close to the situation, but I was looking at their AAA, and it's funny, we posted those graphics of the Padres yesterday and how much their team has changed since 2018. As of 2019, like, who we thought was going to be the future of the Blue Jays, like Trent Thornton, Thomas Hatch, Jacob Wagispack, Sean Reed Foley, those are currently four guys in AAA that have thrown a lot of major league innings. So do those guys, do the Blue Jays believe in those guys? Are those their depth pieces now? Or do we start, is there the trade? That was kind of the rumor of this offseason.
Were those guys really projected to be the future of the Blue Jays? They were just, I felt like they were just placeholder arms.
I mean, they're young arms with major league innings. I mean, they're all 25, 26, have pitched in the majors, and some of them had good years last year. Thomas Hatch is a top 10 prospect for them, 26
also
innings.
Also top 10.
273 ERA. Oh, early settler.
Early name. Top, maybe top five, I mean, early settler named Thomas Hatch.
Thomas Hatch.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to our country.
Tills his land from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
So
has a big breakfast.
I don't know. We all want to see one of those veteran names. Our guy Odo, I think we're biased there because we love him and he's beautiful. But, yeah, it's what else do they do? Because right now the Blue Jays are, they could compete for the wild card. We'll see. Do you guys like them better than the Yankees or the Rays right now?
Well, I will answer that question after I let you know who's sponsoring this episode. Oh. It's the shop at johnboymedia.com. Go to shop.johnboymedia.com because they have a crazy sale going on. I say they because I'm not really part of this department anymore, but we have a crazy sale going on. For this week only, every single winter sweater in our store is 25% off. Designs for whatever you're looking for. Rep your team. Do we have any Blue Jays? We should get some Blue Jay stuff. Rep your favorite podcast. Or just get yourself a Jake Sucks sweater, wear it proudly. The discount is only going to be live for 1 week, so make sure to act fast. Shop.johnboymedia.com, promo code WINTER for 25% off. It's cold in Canada.
Canada, Toronto.
It's cold winter. There. Yeah. All the streets are clean, which actually makes it more cold.
And they want to win with Springer. Winter.
Win Toronto.
Win Toronto Springer. Winter.
You're getting the E and the R from
it's an ad.
Anyway, no, I mean, this is kind of a bait question, Jake, but the Yankees and the Blue Jays both have great lineups and no depth at pitching, and I like the Yankees lineup better than the Blue Jays lineup, although the Blue Jays lineup is also very good, and there's a lot of bias here, but I mean, if the Yankees lineup is healthy, you have, Judge, Stanton, Voit, Glaber, DJ. It's pretty good lineup. I think they both are in the same ilk here where, like, go get a pitcher. Go get some pitching. And I like Cole better than Ryu as the number one. So I still think the Yankees are over. But, I mean, that's not what this is about. The Blue Jays are a contender now. I think I like the Blue Jays more than the Rays, maybe. But probably not.
I think. Look, you guys, this is a formidable offense. And I know that the Yankees have the names, and 100% if we're going just by that and on paper, I think I'd take the Yankees too, but these are some young guys that could turn the corner really quickly. Some really, these guys have a pedigree, if you will. And at the end of this season, we could be talking about this team a lot differently than we are now. Now we're like, hey, they could be this, they could be that. But this is about the time that these guys either got to go or they're not going to be who we think they are. So this is almost similar to a Padres scenario where we said it's time for them to go.
Well, we'll see. They have all the room. I think their team payroll is still under $80 million right now.
Yeah, so they got room to.
If they're going to spend, go get Bauer. I think people are screaming that. I don't know if he's a player at all for them. I mean, then I think they're legit favorite. You know, top three, top four in the AL. They go get Bauer. Five. I don't know. They're so young.
That's the young thing is what you guys landed on. I mean, what is Bo Bichette? Bo Bichette has played 75 games. He's got a .307 batting average, a .900 OPS. Can he do that for a full season? Can he not? Vlad Jr., you know, there's been a lot of talk about him this offseason. His minor league numbers were nutty, and we've kind of come a long way from that. He got a little too thick, and now he's trimming it. Like, can Vlad Guerrero return to that top prospect he was supposed to be? There's question marks, and it's how do those young guys develop? And that's the reason I asked that question is, are they done? Like, is this, we got our closer, we got Springer, this is kind of what we're rolling out? Because if they do, I almost don't like it. You know, you want a couple extra pieces, because I think if we did a whole AL East thing, which you guys will have some team stuff coming in a little bit. I think guns to our heads right now, we would take Yanks or Rays over the Jays.
Just a stick up mid-show.
Mid-show.
Mid-show stick up.
We'll get BBD.
I will say this. Just looking back at last year, whether you put any weight into it or not, I mean, the Blue Jays finished one game behind the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees were pretty bad in the regular season last year.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's not.
Yeah.
And this team actually added somebody. The Yankees didn't add anybody.
Wow.
Greg Allen disrespect.
Yeah.
Time. Jesus Christ.
Kind of messed up.
No, the Yankees were.
I'm just saying, this is a good team. I think you guys are underestimating what this team is capable of.
No, I don't. I think they're really good. I think they can. I don't think they could win the division. I think they can get a wild card spot. But a lot of that is like I don't. I think I'm very much show me, and then I'll believe you. Like, you know, if they win the wild card next year, then they get better. I said they win the division. But I mean, I think rarely do teams come out of nowhere and win the division anymore. But someone could pull up a bunch of numbers and prove me wrong immediately if they want.
Sure.
But I feel like in the AL the last couple of years, the main players are the main players. But I think this team's good. I don't like their rotation at all. I mean, at all. I like Ryu a ton. Then, I mean, who do they even have? Is it Robbie Ray, Roark, Ross Stripling, Pearson?
What are you guaranteed to get from any of those guys?
They're as big as coin flips as the Yankees 2-4, but without the upside that the Yankees 2-4 can have. And Cole's better than Ryu. So I think they need. But if they go get, like, sign Paxton to a 1-year deal, sign Otto to a 3-year deal, they got money to spend, then I think it gets very, very interesting. But their lineup is really, really good and fun. I think that's the best thing that Toronto has going for them right now. This is fresh. It's a bunch of kids out there. It's really fun. I think the energy, if they get to play in Toronto, and if there's ever fans allowed to be in the stands, I think the energy is going to be amazing, and that can actually carry them through just because it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. Man, this is a young, fun team that's, like, winning together, which I'm jealous of. That's fun. That was, like, the 17 Yankees when they had all the young guys, and it was, like, a fun wave to be on. Surfing pod again.
Surf.
Yeah, I think if they go get one pitcher, then we're really talking about them completely differently. You're looking at their rotation right now. You got Ryu. Ross Stripling's there. Robbie Ray's there. Nate Pearson was a guy. We'll see how he can, you know, go this year. But add one more, and I think, I mean, this will be one of the funner teams to watch regardless. But if they add that pitcher, I think that we're really talking about them, like, seriously contending for a long playoff run.
Well, that's
awesome.
The other thing I'm kind of alluding to is, you know, look at what the Padres are done. We thought they might be done after Snell, and then we thought they were done after Darvish. Like, if you're these Jays, if I'm a Jays fan, I'm looking at what's going on around the league, and I'm saying, yeah, sign Paxton or Otto, and then trade, you know, Gurriel, and go get Luis Castillo or something like that. Like, go make the move where you're saying our talent is better than the Yankees, our talent is better than the Rays.
I'm excited, man.
Do you guys think Kirby Yates is a good deal? What's the number on that?
Hot.
I think 5.5. I think it was reported at 8.5, and then was completely wrong. I think it ended up at 5 or 5.5. So all the reporters said it, you know.
The number I saw most recently was a $5.5 million guarantee, and he can earn up to another 4.5 in performance bonuses. Don't know if that's true. That's what Spotrac says. So, but the max is at $10 million. Math.
Kirby Yates.
Fun. Someone in the chat said that funner isn't a word. I don't know who said funner, but it is a word. So eat a bug, chat member.
Oh.
Dictionary changed it.
Mm.
Said it is. Enough people say something becomes word. That's how language works.
It's true.
Yeah.
Kirby's middle name?
This is huge.
Kaylee. K-A-L-I.
Kali? Oh. K-A-L-I.
Kaylee, Kali. He went to high school in Hawaii.
Kali? Kirby Kali Yates? Kirby Kali Yates. Kirby Kali Yates.
So
that's a great name.
Had some shoulder stuff yet last year, but you look at 2019, that's about as good of a season you'll see from a reliever. Led the league in saves, 1.19 ERA, 101 punchies, and 60.2 innings. So if he's Kirby Yates, I mean, that's your bona fide closer back there. And Dolis was pretty gross last year, too. So they got a couple guys. It's still not a filled-out pin, but, hey, if you got two guys that can lock down a game, that's a good start.
I think they're going to go get more. I think this is the start now. I think they needed to land someone big, and they kept coming in second place, and finally they're like, well, let's get Springer. And now he's off the board, and now they can do the fill-in-the-crack pieces, some rotation spots. If they're done, then, yeah, they're going to be a really fun team to watch, but I don't think they're a playoff contender at all. I mean, they'll make the playoffs.
World Series
contender. World Series contender, yes. I think they need to do a lot more on the pitching and the bullpen department to get to that point.
I got to be honest, I think we're overhyping the Rays a little bit. We keep talking, oh, the Rays this, the Rays that. That's last year. They're a different team now. I just...
Are they?
To me, the moves that they've made, and then even like the momentum that they lost by giving away the World Series, or at least the World Series game in Game 6, I think that hurts them this year.
I would like them to go back to sucking. I do think that, like, I see that playing out, and I'm like, yeah. But I also then you're like, oh, don't count out the Rays. They're the future of baseball, bunch of nerds. They purposely don't build stars because they don't want their fan base to get attached. Did you see that article that came out?
Mm-mm.
Like, their strategy is to not build stars because they don't want their fan base to be attached.
So all they've done is build stars.
What?
Yeah. I mean, David Price.
Oh, recently, Trev. Like since
Evan Longoria.
You're predated. You're going too far back. You're going too far back.
Blake Snell won the Cy Young 2 years ago. How is that too far back?
He's probably your best bet there, but I mean that's like your best bet out of.
I don't know. I mean, they've built a star of Tyler Glasnow, and he's not even good.
He's not a star.
But he's a star.
How about a star offensive player? We'll all read the article and we'll talk about it another time. The Rays are going to be really good next year.
Household name.
Austin Meadows kind of stunk last year. He might be their best player. Arozarena, what is he?
Wander.
And Wander Franco is the top prospect in baseball. And they've got arms for days. They're going to be fine. Never mind Michael Wacha, dude.
Here's my prediction. Third in the AL East. Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
You predicted him to win the World Series last year, so wow. I like it, Trev.
Hot.
Who's first in the AL East? Predict it now.
Huh?
Bozo.
I will still give it to the Yankees.
Okay.
I'll still give it to the Yankees.
Cool.
I will.
Cool. I want to see what the Jays do next. I do. They're reportedly in on Brantley, and that weirds me out.
Like
go get an arm.
I like that.
Why?
I think they can do multiple things, Jim. I think they could do Brantley and an arm. Like, they have money to spend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they go get Brantley, then I think you have to trade someone away and go get your starting pitcher as well. And if that's what they have to do to get the two more pitchers, I'm fine with that. If it's sign Brantley, trade Lourdes Gurriel or Teoscar.
Saying that, man.
Trev, I mean, you're running out of spots. You're running out of spots in the lineup, and they need pitching. That's how this works.
What if I said trade Rowdy? You'd get really upset about that.
Oh, my God. Done. Get pitching. Be a better team.
Trade for McCullers, because then he's the son of a baseball player.
Get McCullers. Luis Castillo.
Are there any other pitchers that are sons of baseball players?
Sons of baseball players.
Who's the Giants pitcher? Son of a butcher. No, son of an infielder or a catcher.
Pudge's
son.
Pudge's kid.
Go get him.
I don't think he's there.
There's Yastrzemski. They can go get him.
Yeah.
Just really
yes.
do it all.
I like that.
I like that too. I don't know. I don't care. Go get pitching. They need pitching.
Mahomes.
I mean, they have one, two, three, four, five, six. They have seven or six guys in the top 100 last year, top prospect list. So they do have some prospect capital.
Hey, what do you think this means for the Astros? Do you think they're going to go get JBJ now? They need a center fielder. There's kind of like rumors that he might fit there anyway. They're probably not going to get anyone that has a qualifying offer attached to them, the Astros, at all. I think they're just going to pick up guys that don't have qualifying offers attached. They need someone that can play center. I don't know. Seems like that's kind of going to be like an easy fit for him.
Mets are supposedly in on JBJ because they were supposedly in on Springer. So
yeah, they had that weird quote. I think it was a Porter quote, and maybe everything he said is out the window now.
You'd think Houston's going to get in the game, though, because, yeah, sure, they've got Kyle Tucker, who they like, but Springer, Reddick, and Brantley are currently out the door. So they got to do something.
Rebuild. Lance McCullers got 1 year left. Trade him to the Blue Jays.
Mm.
All the sons of famous fathers.
Sons.
Are in Toronto.
Get Plesac, too. Family. It's all about family, guys.
Built different.
No, it's all about
give
family.
Give me a built different face. There you go.
Hey, do you want to talk about the Angels getting Quintana at all? I think here's the deal, because if nothing else happens tomorrow, there won't be an episode tomorrow, and this will be the second episode of the week. So we'll discuss all that's on our plate right now. We'll discuss Quintana to the Angels, and then maybe there's no episode tomorrow unless we get more, another wave comes, you know, another swell comes tonight. Double overhead.
Quintana. I mean, he's an innings eater at this point, I believe, right?
Quintana.
Is that an old children's story that I forgot?
What?
Quintana. His hair was so long, he threw the baseball. All he did was wrong.
You guys are silly today. Just relax.
Eat a bug.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on over there.
I know what happened here.
Not the guy that they need. They need more.
Well, it is what happened, Trev. They're trying to sign Bauer, right? The Angels are trying to sign Bauer big time. Bauer's like, I don't believe that you're actually going to try to win. You're just going to sign me, and then you're not going to sign anyone else, and I don't change the staff. We need more pitchers. So he says, go sign someone, and then we can reconsider. So the Angels went and signed Quintana, and now they're going to go back to Bauer and be like, hey, we got another pitcher. And Bauer's going to be like, not him. I didn't mean him.
I told you guys where Bauer's going already. I had it first.
I thought.
Where do you think he's going?
Steve Cohen needs positive press.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you think you're even the first person on this podcast to say that, you're wrong. Quintana. I thought you were going to go with the they signed Quintana to show Bauer, like, we're not going to up our bid.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's a play to get him. Because they need more.
I think Quintana used to be like the quality start king.
He was. They used to call him quality start Quintana.
I'm pretty sure he owned me too.
Quintality start.
Quintality start. Quintana. His arm is so good. He throws the baseball and it misses the wood.
Ooh.
What are Trev's stats against Quintana?
Here we go.
Not bad. 850 OPS.
Ooh.
It's fine. Homer.
Sorry.
Five RBIs, two doubles, 9 for 31.
He's in your book.
He's
Trev.
In your book.
Walked you six times.
Yeah.
Scared of you.
I must be thinking of somebody else because I thought he owned me.
No.
It's John Lester.
He's in both of our books.
10 strikeouts, so maybe you're just remembering those.
Oh, yeah.
Quit harping on the bad times, Trev. Yeah. It's all about family.
It's all about family, man. You love your kids and your wife.
True or false?
I do.
That's huge.
Looks like no double plays against Quintana for you, Trev.
So whoa.
That's awesome.
You guys have something in the water today over at John Boy.
JJR Day.
It's JJR Day.
Did I say stadio?
I think you said.
That's part of the Quintana song.
I'm trying to, do they have quality starts? Because I guess not.
They make it harder to find than it should be.
For how much it's talked about, and you would think they would have that number just listed there. But
yeah.
Not. Quintana.
I don't know.
I mean, this doesn't move the needle for me on the Angels at all. So is that like, it's cool? But if like,
ooh,
do I think the Angels got any better? No.
Should we do?
Is that mean?
No.
Like, I think Quintana's good and like he's going to eat innings, but that's not what the Angels need. They need like
good innings.
I need a stud and then a you know, this doesn't make me change my mind on the Angels. They need so much more pitching.
I think it's.
It's pitching. It's always been pitching with them.
We'll show our Yankee bias by trying to not be biased. We would like the Kluber signing a lot more if he was with an innings eater. If he was with Jose, like, Quintana, a healthy Jose Quintana. For the Angels, they need they need a high-end upside guy who can get dudes out. Because
Sucks for Angels fans. Quintana was signed first for even if they're getting someone else. There's a world where he's like the pitcher they get, and that you can't have
it's
that.
The same story.
They need to go get Tanaka and Bauer.
Yeah,
I'll scream it from the rafters or Odo.
Isn't Tanaka done with baseball? If he's not with the Yankees,
he retired
baseball.
He might go back to
Japan, or was that a complete fabricated story?
No, it's not fabricated. I think it's an option. If he doesn't want to go anywhere else, if the Angels want to go. Swindle him and be like, Ohtani needs a mentor. Ohtani's bored. He doesn't like his translator, and he's got no one fun to talk Japanese with. That's the pitch. Tanaka's a sweetheart. He'll be like, I'll go be his friend.
Orange County stinks. Don't go there, Tanaka.
Know what I think Ohtani needs with Tanaka? I think he needs a little taste, man. Like, Tanaka's a hot boy. Like, he's got the hair. He's got the swag.
Okay.
Like, I think Ohtani was kind of hanging around L.A., and, you know, it's all these new Insta models and stuff like that, and Ohtani's like, I don't know. He needs to fully taste himself, and I think Tanaka, give him a little hair gel and be like, let's go, hey, Shohei.
I'm going to do the thing where I go to Ohtani's Wikipedia page, and I copy and paste his name in the Japanese characters.
Okay.
And then I go to Google Translate and I copy and paste sexy in English and I find out how that's said in the...
This is something you do a lot.
With Tanaka all the time. We'll find the characters for sexy, the Japanese characters, and then now we'll Google Ohtani sexy in Japanese and we'll see if he's ever been sexy. Because that's what Jake's saying. You think he's not sexy enough. He's just a...
Like, I think he's a good-looking guy. I just think he kind of went to... Like,
yeah, no. No, he's got nothing going on in the Japanese Google world.
Like, he needs that Tanaka wingman.
I mean, you
dude,
do this with
hot,
you do this with Tanaka and you melt.
Melt me, daddy.
I think we're wrapping up. Are we good? Trev, do you have any takes on all of that stuff?
Topic.
Kind of gave all my takes already.
Here, look. This is when you do it with Tanaka. And
you're talking about how hot Tanaka and Ohtani are. I mean, I have takes on that.
Okay, give us your takes. Well, you're known
Trevor Plouffe stuff. He's got a lot.
You're
of
known
takes.
Tanaka hater. Yeah. And everyone knows that.
I think Ohtani is way hotter.
Well, that's because you like young dudes. As soon as Tanaka turns 35 and you see his bank account, you're going to like him.
You should look at his bank account now. You like a good daddy.
That's fine. He has that on Ohtani, but Ohtani has everything else. The body, the looks, the talent.
The looks.
I'm going Ohtani. People in baseball call Ohtani the most talented baseball player in the world. Tanaka, you can't say that. Has he ever swung a bat in his life?
Actually, yes, he has a base hit, swinging bunt.
So,
and then didn't Ohtani he pulled both hamstrings running from third to home?
I can't wait to watch Ohtani play a full season.
Me neither. Fingers crossed it happens. He's not going to do both next year, right? They said that.
I don't know. That'd be foolish if he didn't do both.
Did you hear Madden's quote on Joe Adell? Since we're talking Angels,
Mm-mm.
Just came out and was like, it's clear he's not ready for the major leagues. He's going to go back.
Who
to
said
Miami.
That?
Oh, he said that about last season.
Joe Maddon. Right?
He got worked last season.
Yeah. About Joe Adell starting in the minors.
Told you, man. Show's tough. Toughen up.
Quintana, Quintana.
All right.
Wears a glove on his hand.
I can't believe I have good numbers against him. I put a little huge pep in my step today.
See, that's what Ohtani needs.
I'll do that for Ohtani. I'll go down to, I hate Orange County, but I'll go down there.
Well, they
there.
Also need 30 starts with like a 3.8 ERA, and Tanaka can do that, and you can't.
That's true. My agent is Ohtani's agent. I'm in his ear. What do you want me to say to him?
You're not.
I really am. What do you want me to say? Jake says you're not as hot as Tanaka.
No, I'm saying he can be. He's just got to believe, man.
Yeah. He doesn't like have the – he does. Up. You know, he does, Joe, Trev, you're a big fan of the show Glow Up, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All Jake's saying is Ohtani hasn't had a show Glow Up yet, which certainly means he doesn't believe in himself yet. Wow. And that's not my words. That's Jake's words.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting take. I mean, I think I gotta look at a social. Does he have social? I'm not following him. Maybe I need to.
Yeah, I think you may pop the follow, get in the DMs.
Yeah.
And start sending him some pictures of your dead gophers.
Still can't catch this one.
Mm. You have one elusive gopher?
I come out every morning to look at my traps. And
how do you know it's there? If
what do you mean?
Do you see it, or does it, like, is it eating stuff?
Well, you want me to get in-depth on my gopher catching?
Quickly.
They'll produce little mounds of dirt. You know, they eat their way through the tunnel, and you'll just leave a little pile of dirt, and you got to get the fresh ones, and you put your trap in there. But this one seems like he doesn't go back to the same spot twice, so it makes it really difficult. I don't use poison.
Who the hell cares?
Yeah. Maybe I should.
People are going to... I mean, you're murdering them.
You don't want to use poison because it's a chain reaction. Something... A gopher snake eats the gopher. A hawk eats the gopher snake. And then we've poisoned all the animals together.
So it's cool if you kill 5 gophers, but God forget a snake gets in the way as well.
Oh, snap. That was lit.
And a hawk.
And a hawk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, our bad.
Our bad.
We're not allowed to use poison. We have to build owl boxes, like barn boxes for these owls so they help the rodent problem.
Well, don't you think that, like, with your traps, you're killing some ants?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I've never set a gopher trap. I just usually worry about ants.
You've seen them. I've sent it to you.
Congrats to the Blue Jays. They got a big free agent.
And congrats to the gopher that Trev has not captured yet, because Trev killed his entire family, and it's kind of like a vengeance thing happening. We'll see you tomorrow, maybe. Maybe we won't see you tomorrow. Depends on if there's
I
any
think
news.
So.
Jake thinks there's going to be news.
Real Muto to the Phillies.
Ooh, not much to say about that.
Baseball.
Jake sucks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.